This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. It's become something of a regular pastime, both here and elsewhere, to try and read the tea leaves and predict when and if this economy is going to slow down. Some economists have been warning for a while now about a possible recession as the Fed continues its efforts to fight inflation. Today, we got what looks like some hard evidence of a slowdown, in one sector anyway, manufacturing. The Commerce Department reported that factory orders in May were up, but by an underwhelming 0.3%. And Commerce revised the previous month's figure downward. Meanwhile, the Institute for Supply Management's Purchasing Managers Index, a survey that measures manufacturing activity, fell again in June for an eighth straight month. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman gets us started.
Some parts of the economy are still chugging along: consumer spending, home building, and buying. But America's makers of stuff, manufacturers, have stalled out, says Mark Zandi at Moody's Analytics.
In terms of production, in terms of employment, it's going nowhere fast, and it is, at this point, the weakest part of the broader economy.
This is a trend around the world, says Ariane Curtis at Capital Economics in London.
Manufacturing activity actually contracted at a global level at the end of the second quarter.
Soaring interest rates have made buying stuff, like appliances and factory equipment, more expensive. Meanwhile, consumers are spending less on goods and more on services that they missed out on during the pandemic. Plus, says Curtis,
supply chains are no longer an issue. They've worked through most of these backlogs of orders. So with the lack of demand, it means less activity.
And more financial trouble, says Dan North at Allianz Trade. His manufacturing clients buy insurance to protect themselves when customers don't pay their bills. And
we're seeing a very sharp increase in claims this year, an even sharper increase in past dues. That is, when our clients tell us every month who is paying them late, how much they owe, how long has it been outstanding.
Now, keep in mind, manufacturing is not the be-all and end-all of the U.S. economy. It represents just over 10% of GDP. But Mark Zandi at Moody's Analytics says it has outsized influence and tends to be an indicator of where the economy's headed. And while the near term may look mediocre, Zandi's more optimistic about the future.
You can see that in this surge in construction of manufacturing structures, of factories. I mean, since we reopened in the wake of the pandemic, manufacturing construction has more than doubled. It's going stratospheric.
Driven by federal investment in green energy and the reshoring of high-tech supply chains. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.